AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says it was not true, a report in the New York Times, that he was planning to call then-President Donald Trump after the Capitol riot last year to tell Trump he would resign. Then the Times released audio.
I think this will pass, and it will be my recommendation we should resign.
The AP's Kevin Frecking reports it's not clear if McCarthy brought up resignation.
Leader McCarthy, shortly after January 6th, visited with the president in Mar-a-Lago. And since then, it's been very clear that he has tried to remain in the president's good graces, and he believes that the president is a critical player in the success of the Republican Party this fall.
The Times released another recording, this time a Republican conference call. In the audio, McCarthy can be heard telling his caucus that he has asked the former president if he felt responsible for the deadly insurrection, and Trump acknowledged some responsibility. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill today to dissolve Walt Disney World's private government after the entertainment giant criticized a measure that critics have dubbed the Don't Say Gay Law. The law would eliminate the Reedy Creek Improvement District, as the 55-year-old Disney government is known, as well as a handful of other similar districts by June of 2023. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Phoenix Ghost drones are headed to Ukraine.
It was already under development by the U.S. Air Force, and the kinds of capabilities that we were developing it for happened to be very appropriate to the kind of fighting that that we anticipated.
The Russian Defense Ministry says one serviceman died, 27 more are missing after a fire on the flagship missile cruiser Moskva last week. This is AP News. Mask mandates are returning to college campuses. At some schools, the masks are back on, online classes are back, and large gatherings are being scaled back.
Sickness is so rampant right now. So many people I know are getting sick.
Gabrielle Pereira goes to Columbia University in New York. Case numbers dropped following a winter surge, but the BA2 subvariant has been spreading rapidly.
Every time mask mandates end, COVID just tends to spike.
Summer Bain is also a student at Columbia. She's wearing a mask.
I don't care what other people do. But, you know, I'm keeping mine on.
Student Niraj Sudhakar thinks the mask mandate should go away.
We probably have like around a 99% vaccination rate. So I think at this point we just kind of move on with the pandemic and treat it as endemic rather than going back to what we've done the past 2 years.
Because of a surge in virus cases, Washington, D.C.'s Howard University is moving to remote learning. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.